What is up, Parkway family? My name is Jaden. I am one of the interns here at the church, and I am coming at you guys with day 12 of the 21 days of prayer and fasting. The topic I'm going to be bringing you guys today is lifestyle. Around this time of year, lifestyle has a really big emphasis with everybody's New Year's resolutions, but I just want to throw some stats at you guys to get right into this. And there's research done that says 23% of people will quit their New Year's resolutions within the first week. The first week of New Year's resolutions. By the end of January, 43%, almost half of people that start the New Year's resolutions do not continue with them within the first month. Recently, I started going to the gym, and that has been one of the greatest decisions that I have made recently. Going to the gym has made me feel really, really rejuvenated. It gives me a ton of energy, puts me in a better mood for the rest of my day. It is a great stress reliever that I have found. And it doesn't have to be the gym for you. Maybe it can just be a little 5-minute walk. I know with the cold weather, you might want to try to stay a little bit warmer, so maybe going on a run. But I highly encourage that. Another lifestyle habit that, from the spiritual side of things, can be really, really important is spending some time with the Lord. One of the things that I really like to do is on my way to work is I'll throw on some worship music and just have a little chat with the Lord. It's been one of the greatest things, and it sets a tone for the day. And I didn't want to pray over you guys about New Year's resolutions, but I wanted to pray over you guys about habits. So, Father, I pray for strength. Father, I pray for consistency with our family. Father God, I ask that you would be with them. Father God, that the things that they want to achieve, Father God, would you give them strength to achieve them? Father God, I pray that your peace would be on them. God, a spirit of consistency would rest upon them. And, Father, that you would do what only you can do. In your name, amen. Thank you, Parkway family.